Hard
thing. The hard thing in the middle of a cherry. When you bite into a cherry.
Oh. No cherry, is that?
Now inside a cherry.
Oh, inside a cherry.
When you've got a fresh one that's maybe just come off the tree, and you bite into it, it's got a hard thing in the middle.
It's a. Oh.
Might you call it a pit or a seed or a stone or a kernel?
Seed.
A seed.
Okay.
Well, now what would you call the same thing if it's in a peach?
Peach seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You know, there are two kinds of peaches. One yes. It sticks and one.
Don't they have the same name?
Well, I think for some people they do, and for some people they don't.
Well, clefstone and freestone.
Okay. Well, now those would be the ones that come away from the seed, wouldn't they? The clefstone and the freestone.
That would be the clefstone peach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And. What about the freestone?
Freestone would be, let's see. Freestone, let's see. Well, would that be the same thing?
That'd be the same thing? Okay. Well, now, what about a clingstone or a plum peach or a pressed peach? Are you familiar with those terms?
Clingstone, pressed peach?
Uh-huh, or a plum peach? Okay.
There. I don't know.
Okay.
They always also get the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Come.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled? You know, just the ordinary beans that mm-hmm. you leave in the pods.
Snap beans.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled? What do you call them?
Butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
But now, fresh corn, we always call it.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Rat.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Oh, that's a... I know what that is. I don't really like a dead... Muskrat.
Okay. Now, what about another animal that also smells bad? A polecat or a skunk or a civet cat?
Polecat.
A polecat?
They smell bad.
Okay. Now, in Warrington, do you have chipmunks or grinnies or ground squirrels?
We have chipmunks and ground squirrels. And
well, now, are they the same thing or are they different?
Well, I don't know. Chipmunks.